What's going on, guys? Welcome back. A little place I like to call the Fantasy Bar. Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack back once again, talking NFL football week 10 on FanDuel. Six of my favorite plays over there to get you guys ready to make some money here this weekend. So, good combination of games here tonight. A lot of money at stake. Let's win some of that money. Let's give you some guys that I'm looking at. Let's start at the wide receiver position. A guy I think is underpriced right now. That's Josh Gordon, 6,700. So we've seen it with our own eyes. The role continues to grow. We know Tom Brady, a big fan of Josh Gordon. He just gets more and more acclimated in that offense. And it's showing in the box score as well. 100 or more receiving yards now in two of his last three games. And Tennessee really struggling with the wideout position. Ninth most fantasy points allowed. If he spends any time with our boy Logan Ryan, should be a matchup that New England can hammer. And we know the Patriots, one of the best in the league in exposing these type of matchups. They know Logan Ryan very, very well. And I think they're going to utilize Josh Gordon in this matchup in a big way this week. 6,700 feels like a steal. Going to be in a ton of my lineups in this matchup with Tennessee. All right, to the running back position. Pick number two will stay in that mid-range with Aaron Jones, 6,500. So finally, Mike McCarthy's figured it out. Now, we'll see if he can continue and give Aaron Jones the majority of the work. And that's what we saw last week. 14 carries to only 7 for Jamal Williams. We've eliminated Ty Montgomery from the conversation, so we're down to two guys, and the guy with the most talent is finally starting to get the majority of the work. Now, had a fumble in that last game. Let's hope McCarthy doesn't hold that against him, but I'm going to go right back to the well here. Why? Because we know Jones is talented. We know this price is absolutely fair at 6,500, and we know Green Bay, big home favorites, and that's generally where you want to target your running back. So as a 10-point favorite, should have plenty of opportunities on the ground and plenty of opportunities to score. But on the ground, Miami been awful. Fourth most rushing yards allowed per game in the entire league. Aaron Jones, big upside in this matchup at 6,500. All right, to the quarterback position. Going to go with my boy. No, not Cam Newton. We go there every week. We're going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, 7,600. So we're going to go right back to the well here. Like I said, we had Fitzpatrick in our DraftKings six-pack last week. Ended up paying dividends there, and we're going to go with him here on FanDuel. Why? The guy's been productive. It's hard to ignore the box scores. Three or more passing touchdowns in four of his five starts this season will wipe out that disaster in Chicago. And even came off the bench in that game in Cincinnati and put two touchdowns on the board. So really, could be five of his six games this season at big-time numbers for Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Washington Redskins, bottom 10 against the quarterback position so far this season. They're a team that got exposed last week by Matt Ryan, who threw four touchdowns, and that was a home game. Now we're in Tampa Bay. Big total in this game. I see a lot of points coming from the right arm of Ryan Fitzpatrick. All right, who do we pair him up with? A lot of ways we can go here. We're going to go with tight end O.J. Howard, 6,500. So O.J. Howard really been a revelation this season, starting to pay dividends and be the guy we expected coming out of Alabama, but touchdowns have been there each and every week. Four times he's found the end zone over the last 4 weeks. You want to talk consistency at the tight end position. We haven't gotten that this season. Besides Kelce and Ertz, not many tight ends have given you the consistency that O.J. Howard has. 50 or more receiving yards in 7 of his 8 games. And that doesn't sound like a lot of yards, but for a tight end, that's exactly the kind of floor that we're looking for. And we talked about it with Fitzpatrick. A big total here in this game, over 50. A very close spread at just 3. That screams shootout to me. We can take advantage of this Washington team through the air a lot of different ways. But I like doing it with Fitzpatrick paired with O.J. Howard here on FanDuel. All right, back to the wide receiver position. Cooper Kupp, 6,500. Now you look at the pricing here. You look on DraftKings, all three of the Rams receivers priced within $200 of each other. You look at FanDuel and you get a $1,000 discount off the others by going with Cooper Kupp. So let's take advantage of it, because he should be priced right with the other guys like he is on DraftKings at 7,500. So you're getting a $1,000 savings that's going to open things up and allow us to spend elsewhere. But touchdowns, we know Jared Goff loves throwing to Cooper Kupp, especially when we get near the goal line. 5 touchdowns in 7 games this season. So you want to talk about a cash game floor that we can feel good about. That's Cooper Kupp, but also gives you the 2-touchdown, 100-yard upside that we want in our tournaments. Buy low on Cooper Kupp this week at 6,500. All right, it's time. Let's take a look at my favorite play on FanDuel. We call him the Beast of the Week. time, we're going to go back to the running back position, and we're going to go with Melvin Gordon, 8,900, this week's Beast of the Week. So it's very tough for me to pass on the savings you get on Melvin Gordon here over Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley on DraftKings, under 10K, I think you lock and load. FanDuel, I think you take that $1,900 savings, and you make Melvin Gordon your high-end spend at the running back position. Last game against Oakland, a ho-hum, 120 yards, and a touchdown, good for 20 FanDuel points, and that was one of his lowest outputs of the season. So I see a smash spot here for the Chargers. Big-time favorites on the road in Oakland. Should be plenty of opportunities for scores here for Melvin Gordon, and been very good on the road. 8 touchdowns so far this season in 4 road games. You combine that with the Raiders ranking in the bottom 5 of the league against the running back position. They have no interest in winning this game. The blowout, certainly a concern, but I think Melvin Gordon does a lot of damage and causes the blowout there by scoring 3 touchdowns in this matchup. Gonna go big, gonna go bold here. Love it, Melvin Gordon. Easily my favorite play on the week and this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up here for our FanDuel six-pack for Week 10. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, guys, hit that comment section right below the video. Also, reach out and follow me on Twitter as well. Love talking football over there with you guys. And don't forget, subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube, guys, if you enjoy stopping by the Fantasy Bar, watching the video each week, all I ask, you take a second, you click that little thumbs up button, guys, means a lot to me. I appreciate it, and thank you, as always, for stopping by the Fantasy Bar. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck in Week 10. DraftKings NFL six-pack will be out tomorrow. There's an NBA six-pack if you're playing hoops tonight, so go check that out. But, guys, thanks again. Good luck, and we'll see you.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS and Android, so head on over to your app store and download today. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.